I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Once mocked as a hapless and even cursed franchise, which once went 86 years without a title, the Boston Red Sox have now won the World Series 4 times in a 15-season span. The latest came Sunday in Game 5 with a 5-1 victory against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Boston manager Alex Cora said expectations were high.
We got the highest payroll in baseball, and that's a challenge. With the way they see us, you know, the media and the fans, you know, we had to win because there's a lot of money involved.
Red Sox pitcher David Price delivered 7 remarkable one-run innings despite a grueling recent workload that included a start just 4 days earlier and a relief appearance in Game 3 just 2 days prior.
I didn't want to come out of the game in the 8th inning. I wanted to continue to go. If it took me 120 pitches or however many pitches it took to get 27 outs tonight, that's what I wanted to be able to do. I felt good, and I still feel good. It was very special.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said his team, appearing in its second straight World Series after having lost last year to the Houston Astros, just could not do well at the plate against Price.
Couldn't put hits together, couldn't get base runners, and really stress them at all. It was pretty straightforward, but I can't say enough about what our guys did. And unfortunately, we came short again this year.
Price had been a cursed pitcher in the postseason and once made 11 straight October starts without winning a single game.
33 years old now. Last time I was in this type of situation was when I was 23. So a lot of things have changed since then. To be able to come out on top and to be able to contribute in October, that's why I play the game.
Boston manager Alex Cora stuck with his embattled pitcher throughout the entire season.
There's a lot of people that gave up on him throughout the season. A lot of people that gave up on him after his outing against New York. But we knew that he's one of the best pitchers in the big leagues, and he cares. He wants to win. And finally, he got his World Series ring.
For Price, failure over so many years never diminished his desire to one day shine in a championship series.
My confidence was never altered, you know, through however many seasons I've been to the playoffs, however many times I've failed in October, however many times I've failed in the regular season or against the Yankees. You know, my confidence was never altered. I always had belief in myself and my abilities, and to be able to come through, you know, on this stage and in October for myself and for my teammates. I know I can do it now.
Cora's team won 119 games throughout the regular and postseason and was playing an equally tough opponent in the Dodgers.
It's not easy to get back to the World Series, and they did it. And they're doing a lot of good things. I know it's tough, but they should be proud of the season they had.
And Dave Roberts was proud of his team.
You know, all year when it didn't look so good, our guys stuck together, stayed the course, and believed in one another, and put ourselves in a chance to win a championship. And that's not easy to do. To get to the World Series where two teams are playing at the end, it's very difficult. There's a lot of hard work that comes with it, a lot of sacrifice, and you got to have good players. And we did that this year.
The loss marked the 12th time since their 1988 World Series title that the Dodgers had reached the playoffs but fallen short of a championship, including each of the past 6 years. Robert still has his sights set on nothing less than a Los Angeles World Series win.
I expect us to be back here next year, but celebrating on the field, I think the culture, the players, as far as the large majority are in place, I think there's a lot of good things.
Alex Cora has now been a part of a World Series win playing 3 different roles.
Somebody asked me that a week ago, what was better to win as a player, as a bench coach, or as a manager? As a player, I was just a utility guy. Last year was a bench coach. This feels better.
An emotional David Price reflected on finally reaching the top of the game.
This is a game we get to play. You know, it's the relationships that you make, you know, while you do this, while you play this game that, that's what makes this game so special.
And part of his celebration included spontaneously throwing his hat into the stands toward a handful of excited Boston Red Sox fans on hand in Los Angeles for the win.
I don't know why I did that.
We have a lot of Red Sox fans here, and hopefully one of them got that hat and they can tell that story, you know, for the rest of their life. You know, it's, I don't need that hat. I don't even want that hat. It stinks. It smells bad.
But the championship will always taste sweet.
Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
It's always special to win, but for perhaps the best men's tennis player ever, the latest victory was extra special.
To come through and win again here in my hometown, never knowing if this might be your last time that you had the opportunity to play a finals, to maybe win for the last time here in my city, it obviously means a lot to me, and it becomes very emotional, so emotional always at the very end.
Roger Federer defeated qualifier Marius Copil of Romania to win his 9th Swiss Indoors Basel title and lift his 99th tour-level trophy overall.
It was tense today. I was nervous, you know, but it started more throughout the game because I couldn't really get my game going the way I was hoping it to go against Copil, but he did very well.
Because Federer was seeded, Copil as a qualifier actually played more matches at the event.
He played great, you know, that's what I told him as well. He's won more matches than I did this week, so he's the champ, really, of the Basel week. Unfortunately for him, he couldn't get it done.
And being at home meant Federer was surrounded by not only a partisan crowd, but a lot of family and friends.
Everybody's here, so we had about over 50 tickets this match today, so it's always more fun when you can celebrate in a big group.
The win was special, too, because while growing up in Basel, Federer was a ball boy at the tournament for 2 years.
When you sit there and the trophy ceremony is starting and the ball kids walk out, I remember being in their shoes and me walking out, you know, with my friends at the time that I did it for 2 years. So, you know, and then I give them all a medal, thank them for their efforts, and I feel like I'm looking at myself in some ways, you know.
And as a true champion, Federer celebrated with perhaps future tennis champions.
I got the pizza party with all the ball kids happening like I do every year, so I'm sure it's going to be great fun. I'm looking forward to it.
When your name is champ, you have to win.
It's pretty unreal.
Young American golfer Cameron Champ scored his first win in just his second professional tournament at the Sanderson Farms Championship in Jackson, Mississippi.
See, this year has been a big roller coaster. This time last year I was in school, made it through Q school, then the web, graduated from there, and then obviously my second start on the PGA Tour I won.
Champ carded a 21 under par score to notch a convincing 4-shot win over Corey Connors. His improvement on the greens was key.
Because I've kind of been a streaky putter at times. Just to see those putts go in and just the confidence it gives me and throughout the rest of my game really helped this week.
Which may help Champ once again live up to his name.
Just happy to pull it off.
American Xander Schauffele did pull off a win as the wind blew across the golf course in Shanghai, China, while English challenger Justin Rose and compatriot Tony Finau stayed close.
You know, I think we were genuinely pulling for each other, even though we're playing against each other. So, you know, my hat's off to both of them.
At 14 under par, Finau pulled even at the end of regulation, but fell short on the first playoff hole.
Yeah, it's unlucky. I definitely feel like maybe I let one get away, but Xander played incredible golf today. He was playing tough out there, and he posted a good number and made birdie in our playoff hole when it counted. So hats off to him. He played nicely today and deserved to win.
He enjoyed the tight race to the end.
It was kind of a three-man tournament, so it definitely felt that way coming down the stretch. And it was cool to have a chance to win, you know, a real chance to win. You know, I'll definitely learn from this and keep moving forward.
Justin Rose also found the close finish exciting, even with less than perfect conditions.
Tough day for everybody, yeah. I mean, let's look at the scoreboard. Everyone just seemed like everyone fell apart. There was no chasing pack today. Obviously, it was a three-horse race all day. It was hard to kind of keep the mistakes off the card completely today. And but yeah, it was fun. It was a fun battle. I was in the hunt and decent defense and, you know, solid week.
Although far from home in China, Schauffele had plenty of support during his winning effort.
The Asian swing's it's a long one, and you know, having my family here is definitely a contributing factor just to make me feel a little more at home.
Danish golfer Torbjørn Olesen is hoping his 2016 win at the Turkish Airlines Open will help him at this week's tournament in Antalya.
Yeah, I like the golf course. It's sort of, I think, especially suit my eye from the tee. Been driving the ball well here in the past, so and obviously I have a lot of good memories, so hopefully I can bring that this year also.
Padraig Harrington thinks his fourth place finish last year will also be helpful.
Was in contention on Sunday, which was nice, played nicely, and it's always good to get those feelings, so hopefully we'll have them back this week.
The Irish veteran feels he's ready.
Got my head on, know what I'm doing. You know, I feel good about where I'm at and where my game is going.
Irish compatriot Shane Lowry played with Harrington in the practice round and feels the Mediterranean setting is perfect.
It's the same as it was. It's as good as you can get, and you know, the weather's perfect and everything about it is good, and I'm sure the scores are going to be quite low again this year.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.